I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero.
Those of you that don't know, there's supposed to be this asteroid, 2012 DA14, passing over the Earth, missing it by a 15-minute window. It's going to be like a close shave. Let's go to Bill in Connecticut. Hi, Bill. You're on Ground Zero.
There's no danger whatsoever. This is going to go approximately 17,000 miles away from the Earth. And I know this object poses no threat to planet Earth at all.
I'm Clyde Lewis. I have some breaking news for everyone. It's starting. We just got reports out of Russia, the Ural Mountains. A 6.6 earthquake has happened, but this is the thing that's most interesting about it. There's been a series of explosions in the skies of Russia's Urals Mountains, reportedly caused by a meteor shower. It sparked panic. We received a call that was routed from out of the country from Sam. Sam's the man who claims that for 30 years he worked for DARPA and Scalar Weapons Division. So far, Sam has been giving us some pretty sound information. He's kind of like he's kind of like Q in a way. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they all want to talk about Q. Sam, this is
Sam.
Okay, Sam.
Sam. I think I have the answer. There aren't many things in the world I have the answers to, but I believe this is one of them.
Do you have the freedom, should you have the freedom, to walk onto a military base where secret activities are going on, especially activities that are made for national security? And if a soldier or a police officer or even a security guard shoots and kills a number of people for trying to storm the facility, does that mean they're not fighting for your freedom?
So far, there have been no harmful germs found in the ticks collected in the United States that can infect humans. However, the rush is on to hopefully eradicate anything that was genetically geoengineered or perhaps even created in a lab. It seems that something is underway in order to beat the clock, and that seems to be ticking away toward the end of the world.